This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Snatak. The External Affairs Ministry today stressed that India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said the two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiation to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement.
India and the United States were committed to negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the US as far back as 13th of February last year. Since then, two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiations to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. On several occasions, we have been close to a deal. We remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it.
The MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal on the bill in US Congress proposing high tariffs on countries buying Russian oil said New Delhi is closely following the developments. He said India is guided by the evolving dynamics of the global market and by the imperative to secure affordable energy from diverse sources to meet the energy security needs of its 1.4 billion people. Responding to a question on minorities in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said a disturbing pattern is being witnessed of recurring attacks on minorities as well as their homes and businesses by extremists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow. The Prime Minister will reach Somnath in the evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting. He will also witness drone show at Somnath Temple. On Sunday, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Rajkot to participate in the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra region. In Chhattisgarh, 63 Maoists surrendered in Dantewada district today. Of these, 36 Maoists were carrying a total reward of 1,19,50,000 rupees. The Maoists surrendered before the Superintendent of Police, Gaurav Rai. Talking to reporters, Mr. Rai said that the surrendered Maoists include 18 women cadres. He informed that these Maoists were active in Darbha Division, South Bastar, West Bastar, the Mad region and in the neighbouring state of Orissa. In Himachal Pradesh, 12 people have been killed and 33 were injured in an accident involving a private bus near Haripurdhar, a remote area of Sirmaur district today. The bus was in its way from Solan to Haripurdhar. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei accused protesters of acting on behalf of US President Donald Trump, saying rioters were attacking public property. In a televised address today, Khamenei said united Iranian people would defeat all enemies and urged the US president to focus on the problem of his own country. Rights group report that at least 45 protesters, including children, have been killed since the unrest began on December 28, with more than 2,200 people arrested. On the other hand, Iran's state news agency said 950 police officers and 60 members of the paramilitary Basij force have been injured. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and has facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said this during the launch of a new platform, Creators Corner, on DD News to empower content creators. In cricket, the much-awaited fourth season of Women's Premier League, WPL 2026, has kicked off in Navi Mumbai with Royal Challengers Bengaluru taking on defending champions Mumbai Indians. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians were 34 for 1 in 6 overs in the opening clash at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.